Now they are out of the firm. It was announced on Saturday night that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will stop carrying out royal duties. They won't use their HRH titles, and they'll pay back the £2.4 million of your money, taxpayers' money, spent renovating their cottage in Windsor. Harry and Meghan are heading for a new life in Canada, but what is next for them and for the royal family? The royal commentator Caroline Aston is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Many are quite surprised at the weekend statements from the Queen and where Harry has said he is now because of that stripping off that HRH title. Tell us more about that.
Well, he's not really stripping it off. The agreement is that it will not be used by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. That isn't going to happen because there is no way that the new creation brand Sussex will be allowed to tarnish the much older brand Windsor. That's what that's all about. I have to say, for me, one of the most moving things we've heard has been Harry's own statement, when yeah. he said he felt free to say what he felt, within limits. He'd obviously been told there was a limit to what he could reveal. How sorry I am to see him stepping away from his military appointments, because that was his really big thing, and his military life was probably one of the happiest phases of a life that had been troubled.
I was reading with some intrigue this morning tweets from Robert Pest, and he's comparing what's happened to them and what, you know, the current status of this to other royals. For example, Prince Andrew, you know, he still has his royal title, and he's taken so much of a backseat, he's practically out the back of the car. And then other people that seem to be able to ride those two horses more than the Queen is allowing Harry and Meghan.
Well, I think they're very different cases. I mean, Prince Andrew is out of the picture. He's not going to go and live somewhere else. And the likelihood of him being allowed to carry out any royal duties for a long, long time is, to say the least, I would say, a very long bet indeed. Plus, which he was involved in some very dodgy dealings with a convicted paedophile. There's nothing like that going on with Harry and Meghan. What you're seeing here really is a young man, in Harry's case, trying to square the circle. He's yeah. got a wife, an American wife, coming into a family that's a difficult one to fit into, even when you understand the minefield of protocol, of how royal life traditionally is lived. Someone who has refused to accept that. She can't thrive, as she herself said. She'll survive, but she wants to be happy and thrive. And I feel that you're getting almost a role reversal here. You've got Harry. He's now expected to be absorbed into a more Hollywood kind of lifestyle, the one that suits Meghan, the one that she knows. So he's now got an awful lot of adapting to do.
Yeah. Is the door left open for them to return if they want?
Well, the door of Frogmore is certainly open. They're going to pay back the £2.4 million of sovereign grant money that was sunk into that. Which I think they had to do to take the heat out of that. That was causing yeah. a lot of scathing press comment. That's a good thing. The fine print now, the issue is the security and how they're going to fund this new lifestyle. They're going to have to make deals, lucrative ones. There's talk, of course, of them setting up a television production company, and they already have a register at Companies House, the company they're going to run. And I believe there are trademarks being set up for magazines, socks, pencils, and alcoholic beverages.
Well, time will tell when it comes to that. That security bill you referenced there, still no clarity on who will pick that up. It's set at around, is it around $2 million a year?
Yes, and there's been a poll conducted in Canada already about whether the Canadian people should pay a contribution. And I gather that around 70% of Canadians say, well, no, we shouldn't. This is all fine print. But what you're actually seeing being drawn up here is a future blueprint. Effectively, young royals are being told, well, you're born into this world, but whether you want to function in it in the traditional manner, you now have choice. So yeah. whatever is worked out now is setting some very important precedents for future generations of young royals. Maybe we're going towards a more continental model where people work for a living using the talents they've got in the best way they can.
So are the media, when it comes to the core reason behind this, are they entirely to blame here?
I don't think you can ever blame the press for legitimate analysis. The trouble is, the Harry-Meghan duo have more than a sparkling of the Princess Diana stardust about them. They rivet the press. It's a feeding frenzy. And, of course, some comment can be adverse. But, I mean, look at that royal visit to Africa. They completely shut up the more scathing press coverage. They did what they were expected to do. They did it superbly. Then there was that PR disaster of an interview where they went on about how miserable they were, and that really set the press off again. It's so difficult to judge, to gauge exactly how your words will be received, as Prince Andrew has recently found out to his cost.
Does this damage the royal family, you know, and in terms of the impact it will have? Prince Charles wanted a slimmed down family with his two sons and their wives at the heart of it, and he's not going to get that now.
Well, he did. I mean, the Sussexes have been liposuctioned out of the new slimline royal family, haven't they? No, I don't think he wanted to...
That's not a way I would have thought of describing them, but fair enough.
Well, if we're using the slim down word, I thought that was curiously appropriate, actually. I mean, yes, he wanted to have a slim down working royal family, and I'm sure he is sorry to see this happen. I don't think it will affect long term the royal family. I think old King Farouk of Egypt years ago said that by the year 2000, 2050, there'd probably be only five royal houses, and those would be diamonds, hearts, clubs, spades, and the Windsors, because they adapt. Like an amoeba, they absorb these crises and then they move forward and keep going. And I don't think not using the HRH title for business deals in America is going to affect the future financial success of the Sussexes one bit. This is going to run and run.
Caroline, thank you.